So ER positive, HER2 negative, node negative patient that for whatever reason, Oncotype, et cetera, you're going to give chemotherapy, what would they get?
So I don't think you can say for whatever reason. So if their Oncotype recurrence score is high recurrence score, I would treat that patient as if she were node positive. If it's intermediate score, then I would offer her a chance to be in TAILOR-RX, and if she's going to get chemotherapy, personally, I'd probably give TC to that patient because her risk is intermediate, and the added benefit of the anthracycline probably isn't all that great.
What have you observed in terms of side effects and toxicity of TC, Alan, in terms of how people tolerate it compared, for example, to AC?
We've seen a decent amount of neuropathy on people over time, some of it quite severe.
Any other issues? How would you compare it quality life-wise?
Neuropathy is the one thing that stands out. Otherwise, nausea and vomiting, other things are minor.
It's been said that the emetogenesis of TC is less than AC. Is that your actual clinical experience?
With the new antiemetics, it's hard to say.
I think the emetogenesis of AC is generally controllable. I think asthenia is a bigger problem.
Asthenia.
Yeah.
Interesting. So just to complete the adjuvant BEB situation before we go into metastatic disease, we've talked about tic-tac-toe. We've talked about the ECOG trial that the pilot study.
I think what we'd all say is that bevacizumab should not be routinely used in the adjuvant setting outside of a trial, and that's one more adjuvant trial that I would say sounds like a good one.